Today, Shir Mishnebrura Yomi is Daf Kuf Chav Vav Omer Aleph, and we are in the middle of Siman Tzadi Beis, and we have been discussing some of the halachas of washing your hands before the davening. And we're up to Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Rochatz Yodav Shachris, if a person washed his hands at Shachris time, V'siach Daito, and over time, he lost track of his hands. In other words, he wasn't carefully making sure that his hands hadn't touched anything. So, tzrichim netila l'tfila im yesh lomayim. If he now goes and davens another tfila, he has to go wash his hands again if water is available. Afal pish eni yodeh lehem shum luchluch, even though he doesn't know for certain that his hands became dirty during that intervening period of time. However, v'lo yivarech, when he does wash his hands with water, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. However, if there is no water available, then since he did wash his hands in the morning, he can rely upon that as a bidyeva type of situation, and he doesn't have to wash his hands now. The Rama adds, the Rama points out that even if his hands were dirty, in fact, the minog is that you wash your hands for davening, but you don't make a bracha, as was already discussed earlier in Siman Vav. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah for this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Gimel writes, V'siach Daito, the person wasn't carefully watching his hands the entire time. He didn't have his control or concentration on what his hands were doing. And we have the opinion in general, Yodayim Askani, you say, my hands move about and touch and scratch and go in different places on the body without necessarily you being aware of it. So unless you can categorically state that you didn't touch anything, the presumption is if you're Misiach Daito, that your hands did touch places. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsalomar, Shehiflik Harbe Ben Hanetila Lahatfila. He washed his hands a while ago. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't exactly explain how long that while ago is, but it was some time ago when certainly there was enough of a time difference between the time that he washed his hands and now the time that he wants to daven, that he certainly was Mesiach Daito and therefore has to wash his hands again if water is available. And by definition, there are several hours at least in between the saying of the tefillah of Shachris and the davening of Mincha, so certainly that is by definition a Hesech Hadas. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Dalet writes Tzrichin Netila that you do have to go wash your hands again. Why? The Kivan Sheyasiach Daito Mishmi Rasam. Since you weren't carefully watching your hands to make sure that they didn't touch a place that requires Netila, Yadayim Askanios Hain, as I've already mentioned, your hands are considered wanderers. You certainly, in the course of a day, will scratch yourself on your head or your hair, or put your hands underneath your shirt or a garment in a place that normally is covered up. V'shema Nagu B'Mokom Hatinofes. And as a result, you have touched a place that is considered halachically dirty, and therefore you have to wash your hands before you daven. Sivkat and Chav Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, for davening, l'tfila, for Shemona Esrei, avu l'torah, but to learn Torah, or l'bracha, so to say a bracha, or even for kriyashma, stam yodayim k'sherus hein. Once you know for certain that you wash your hands in the morning, for negel vaser, then all of these other tfilos, such as kriyashma, or brachos, or learning Torah, unless you know for certain that your hands did touch something inappropriate, then we can assume stam yodayim k'sherus hein for these types of activities. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down in Siman Dalet, we brought down the opinion kosav aprima godim lekriyashma psulo stam yodayim, that there are those that are stricter for kriyashma and require that your hands be washed even if they're stam yodayim, even for kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav writes, if there was no water available, then you don't have to wash your hands. Ein tzorich v'chulei. However, the Mishnah Berurah does qualify and say, even so, even though there's no water available, you should rub your hands on something that will be cleaning them, whether it's on a garment, as we spoke at yesterday, or on the ground, or in dirt, or on a stone, or something, that is required. The Dilma Mudbak Bo Miatsoa, because there may be some excrement or some other foul substance on your hands, Ozeo, or sweat, Ayideh Hanagia B'mekomas Mukhosim, that came there because you touch yourself in places that are normally covered up, and the body sweat from over there is now on your hands. And therefore, you have to clean your hands by wiping them on something that will remove this tzoa or this zeya. And this is only allowed in a situation like over here, where the Mechaber said you could do this if there's no water available, when you're dealing with stam yodayim, when you're dealing with hands that we don't know for certain are dirty. However, if we know for certain that you did touch a place that was normally covered up, the kol shekein kishatz usrochav. And certainly, if you come from the bathroom, at betvila semincha tzorich lachzer achamayim. Then certainly, lechatchila, one needs to go and find water before one davens mincha and wash his hands. Sivvav. The mechaber writes, ha'omeid betvila. If somebody is standing shmon esrei, v'niskar shenoga b'mokum betunov, and all of a sudden he realizes that he did touch himself in a place that requires washing the hands. So in that situation, you're stuck, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Dai b'nikayon ofar otsroros. It's adequate if you just rub your hands on some dirt or on some pebbles, or mechachik yodav bakosel, or wipe your hands on the wall, or on other substance that's over there that will, quote, clean your hands, even though it won't be immersing them in water. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Chav Zayin explains, Aval Omeid b'kriyashma, that was when you're in the Shemoneh Esrei. But if you're in the middle of Kriyashma, when there is no problem with you walking to the sink in our days, or b'sukah d'zimra, certainly, tzarech lelech v'lito yodav. Then certainly one should go and wash their hands if they suddenly remembered that their hands were unclean and they didn't wash them before davening. Sivkat and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'nizkar shenoga, if in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei you remembered that your hands had touched someplace dirty. So Gemara says, Narkat hachi, why did the Mishnah Berurah say, why did the Mechaber say in this language, v'nizkar shenoga, that you remembered now that you touched it? Mishum de lechatchila, also liga betfila gufa uchel dekaman. Because certainly you can't lechatchila touch yourself in places during the Shemoneh Esrei, as we'll learn in the future. But the same thing would apply if by accident you did touch yourself in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not only that you touch yourself before the Shemoneh Esrei, but even if you touch yourself by accident in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, these dinim apply. The Yushu footnote number 30 brings down from Chaim Kanievsky's Shlita, Shemikol Mokom, Gamim Hamayim, Einom Mevesa Knesses, if the water that you are going to during the Shema or the Psukah de Zimra that we talked about a moment ago is not right there in the shul, but it's a short distance away, so certainly Tzorech Leleches, Kitzas Avorzeh. So, for example, many places they have a shul. In the shul, they have outside the shul, there's the water fountain or the sink for people to wash their hands. So you can't say, well, I'm in the shul, it's too far for me to go outside the shul right to the sink and wash my hands. But a person would be required to do so. That's considered a short distance. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Mako Metunaf. What are examples of places on your body that are considered dirty? Hainu makomos hamuchusim ba'adam. These are places that are normally covered up by a person's clothing. Lefi shiyesh b'hem milmulei zeah, because they are sweaty. They are containing secretions on the body that are normally considered unclean. Therefore, v'chein im chichek harosh. This halacha applies as well. If a person were to go and scratch his hair on his head, that would also make his hands unclean. And the Ramah adds hagah. Therefore, also liga b'makomos elu b'shar sh'omdim b'tfila. Therefore, one is forbidden to touch these places when one is standing Shemoneh Esrei, or osik b'torah, or when one is learning. And likewise, one is prohibited from touching the tsoa. Here, tsoa, it means waste. It doesn't mean excrement in the normal sense. It means the waste products that come out of the ozen, of the ear, earwax, v'af, and the mucus that comes out of the nose. However, if you're using a kerchief, if you're using some sort of a tissue, then that would be acceptable. However, to touch it with your hands is also considered like you're touching part of the body that is unclean, and therefore a person would have to wash his hands. And since if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can't move to wash your hands, l'chatchila, a person should not touch these places in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chavtes writes, u'b'di'eved, after the fact, if you're in the base medrash and you scratch your hair, you don't have to necessarily get up and go find water. It would be adequate in that situation, bid'yeved, if a person were to go and just clean his hands, wipe them on the table or something like that for either learning of Torah or for the saying of a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Sif Dalid, Simon Dalid, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, which Dirshu footnote number 32 reminds us is mashma over there, shegam lechatchila dai b'nikoyim bi'alma kedei levarach l'umot. That over there it too said that lechatchila, a person doesn't have to get up to go for water, it'd be adequate if he just wipes his hands on something. And the only reason you really need water is in general, kedei lohaser ruach ro tzorch mayim. The time you absolutely must use water, it's not adequate to just clean your hands on some material, that's when you're removing the ruach ro that comes upon a person when he sleeps. However, ulam, Hosif b'shem hashari tshuva, he brings down the name of the shari tshuva, shebizohar mevor shetzorach dafka li toyot v'mayim, that the Zohar says that it is much more preferable and required to wash your hands with water. V'lachein siyim sheroi l'achme kishish l'mayim. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah stated that if a person does have water available, he shouldn't rely on the idea of just wiping your hands on something, but should get up and go for the water. Furthermore, the issue 32 says, Ukeshiyodav meluchlachos mezuamas maichol. When your hands are filthy from the schmaltz of the food that you were eating, so the Shaar HaTzion and Simen Kuf Pe'alef brings down, shetzorich lekanchom kodem shemavaruch. That's why you must wipe your hands before you go and bench. Ubishona halachos, the Ungva Rebbe, Rav Menashe Kleinzatzal, he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, that this is only true for a fussy person, a person who's fastidious about his hands being clean. However, if you simply read the Shaar HaTzion, it seems to say that this din of having your hands, even if they're slightly schmaltzy, that a person should go wipe them or wash them before benching is appropriate, and the Shona Halachas is left there with the Tzorach Iyun. Lamaisa, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch over there, that a person, one of the reasons that we wash Mayim Achronim is to take the schmaltz off one's hand. If a person has been so fastidious and careful in his eating, he uses a knife and a fork and his hands don't get dirty, so then, according to this reasoning, one technically would not have to wash the hands, mayim achronim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, what happens in Noga Betit Berefesh, if a person such some tar or pitch, then it would be adequate in this situation to just clean the hands, wipe the hands off, you don't necessarily need water. However, again, La'el, Besov, Siv, Mandalit. We previously learned towards the end of Siman Dalet that the Prima Gadim writes, because of the Prima Gadim, that Tzorech Lenakos Mitchila Atla Divrei Torah, that one should wipe one's hands clean, even just for the learning of Torah, and ideally should use water. L'chainira L'hachmir L'chachila B'Refesh. And certainly, if possible, one should L'chachila follow this more stringent opinion when we're dealing with Refesh. The issue footnote number 34 brings down that the same din really applies to both the tit and the refesh, these various types of tar and pitch that one gets on his hand, and he says that one should really wipe this off, and he says, dailinakos rakis mokom lichlo, but you don't have to really wash the rest of the hand, as long as you wash off the area which had the tit or the refesh on it, that is adequate. Sivkot and Lama, the Mishnah Berurah talks about if you touch the earwax or if you touch the mucus from the nose, that also is something that ideally one should not do during the middle of davening, unless he's using a tissue or something else intervening between his finger and the earwax or the mucus of the nose. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the opinion of the Gra, who's Mekel, Vagra Mekel Bazeh, the Ken Kosa B'Shari Tshuva B'Shem Moruk Tzia. And this is also the opinion in the Shari Tshuva brought down in the name of the Moruk Tzia. The issue footnote number 35, however, brings down She'evshal Lahalke B'Tsoah So'af, that in regards to the nose, the opinion is to be Mekel. However, in regards to the ear, Kosav Hamor Ruktsia Shetzarch Natila, that one should wash their hands if they put their fingers in their ears. Shalo Gora Minigia Bishar Makomas Machusim, because the inside of the ear is halachically similar to another place in the body that's covered up. And the nose, Achachotem Eino Beged Makomas Machusim, the nose, which is more open in some way, I'm not sure exactly why the nose is different than the ear, but he says that the nose is different than the ear, it is considered open and not Machusim. However, he points out that the Vilna Gaon did not make such a distinction like the Moruk Tzia. And then he brings down from Rav Shteinman Shlita, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that even the Vilna Gaon, Shegam Hagro, ain't Tzorech Nitilas Yadayim, you don't have to wash your hands. That which we said, you don't have to wash your hands, the Mekel opinion here of the Gra is only Davke im Noga b'mashe yotza achutza. That's if you're touching the mucus that has come out of your nose, or the earwax that has come out of your ear. But if you were to put your finger inside the ear or inside your nose, then dino kinogeb b'makomas hamachusim. He says that is called touching a place that's normally covered up, and you would in fact have to wash your hands. In the Sefer Shelus Rav, Rav Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that the opinion of the Gaon is not clear, and he writes yesh machmirim, that there are those that are in fact strict on this opinion, that if you put your finger into the nose and the ear, you would require Netilas Yadayim, and therefore one shouldn't do this. The Kaf HaChaim says as well, the Ramah clearly forbids this, and therefore that is in fact the Halacha L'maisa, despite what the Vilna Gaon may or may not be saying over here. The Halacha Berurah adds, however, that for the roke in your mouth, in Lahakbi B'zeh, if you touch saliva in your mouth, even if you put your finger in your mouth, that doesn't require Netilas Yadayim. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Hamashtin, if somebody urinates, if the first person has finished urination, he has to wait the distance that it would take to walk arba amos. Why? Mishum nitzotzos. That's because even if you think the flow has stopped, there still may be some droplets that are coming out of the person, and these droplets normally will stop within the time it takes to walk 4 amos, a second or two. V'mispalel, and if somebody is davening, lo yashtin, he shouldn't urinate, ashiyisha, kitehilu chayr ba'amos. It's improper for a person to say a word and conclude the davening and immediately go to the bathroom. He should again wait the amount of time that it takes to walk dalet amos. Again, a second or two. Shekol arba amos tfilaso shkura b'fiv, because if he were to immediately urinate at the conclusion of the davening, so then the words are still fluent in his mouth, so to say, v'rachoshe merachshin sifose, and his lips are still moving, and that would be improper to say anything while he's actually urinating. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Namad Aleph writes, when you're urinating, you're urinating into some sort of a urinal or a vessel, v'nital hakli, and you take the kli away. And obviously there is no concern that we're talking here that the urine is still present, then you wouldn't be allowed to daven. So as soon as a person finishes urinating into a urinal, they take the urinal away, he still should wait the amount of time that it takes to walk dalet amos before he starts davening again. Sivkot Namad Beis explains, after this distance of Arba Amos has passed, the amount of time it would take to walk such a distance, the droplets of urine that still might be coming out of a person will have stopped and they'll be absorbed inside his undergarments, and in this fashion, there won't be any problem of urine still around him, and the other urine that he urinated into the urinal was already taken away, as we said. Sivkot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kedei Hiluch, Rotzalom, this means, Hasman Shul Hiluch Arba Amos. You don't actually have to walk 4 amos away, because there is no urine over there where you are. That urine, as we said, was taken away, but you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to walk Arba Amos, again, 6 to 8 feet, and that's a distance, a very short distance in a very short period of time. Avali Acha Shesho Ashir is there, Mutul Ahashtin, Apimokum Shespaol. And after you have stopped your davening, and you've waited this second or two to walk the dalet amos, so then you're permitted to urinate right over there. There is no problem l'chatchila in urinating in the exact same place that you davened. However, Mikol Makom, he suggests, Midus Chasidus Shelo L'Hashtin B'Soch Arba Amos Shel Tefila. It's still improper if a person was just standing Shemoneh Esrei someplace, and now to urinate in that very place, obviously we're not talking about in a shul, but let's say a person was davening on the road or something like that, so then it's still improper to urinate right where you davened, even if you waited the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos. He brings down Kosa B'Sefer Chasidim in Simon Tov Tov Chav Ches, She'in L'Hashtin Olorok B'Mokum Shechitzo Dam Chayav Ov B'Brocha. Likewise, a person shouldn't go and urinate in a place where when he just shechted the bird or an animal like a deer that requires Kisei Adam, and he did the Kisei Adam over there and he made a bracha on this Kisei Adam, he shouldn't urinate right over there Ba'ot Shadam B'Chusa, when the blood that he had just made a bracha on is still covered up over there by the dirt. I assume he means it hasn't yet been fully absorbed into the ground. And this will conclude today's share.